Bobby DiBiasio from The Guardians is joining us. A lot to talk about today, especially since over the weekend there was the Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2022. Bobby D, good morning once again.
Good morning, Les. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Lots to talk about today. Let's get your take. Now, you were in Cooperstown at the ceremony, correct?
I was. A wonderful day on Saturday as Cleveland's own Jack Graney was honored with the Ford C. Frick Award. Many fans may not be as up on their history of Cleveland baseball as they should be to understand who our friend Jack Graney was, but Jack was a player for the Cleveland Naps and also the Cleveland Indians, and then he was a broadcaster for the Cleveland Indians. He was actually a guy that had a number of interesting firsts in the game of baseball, Les. He was the first player to go from the field to the broadcast booth. He broadcast Indians baseball from 32 to about 54. He was the first guy to face Babe Ruth. When Babe Ruth made his first start as a pitcher, Jack Graney, as a leadoff hitter, was the first batter to face Babe Ruth. He also was the first batter to walk to home plate with a uniform number on his sleeve. So some interesting firsts, but a wonderful tribute. His granddaughter, Perry Smith, did a remarkable job with her speech and really a fun time.
So did I understand correctly that he was the first player to become a broadcaster, something which is pretty standard today, but he was the first out of anybody?
Yep, he was the first. He was that trailblazer, providing that opportunity for players. And again, when he first started as a broadcaster, it was all in studio in a ticker tape for the road games. And so his knowledge of the ballparks, the dimensions of the field and the fences and the quirks of each of the old-time stadiums really came in handy. And his friendships and relationships with the players allowed him to make phone calls early in the day and get players' thoughts on that night's game, which we now just, you know, take for granted as conversations around the batting cage before the game and in the insights of people that played the game. But he was the first, and a tremendous honor. There's a young man in our front office, Les, by the name of Jeremy Fedor, who works in our communications department, is our historian, archivist. And he wrote the white paper and sent it to the committee, the Ford C. Frick Committee. And I don't think without Jeremy's passion and work that we have Jack Graney in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So kudos to Jeremy.
Bob, growing up, we're about the same age. And growing up, you know, as a kid, you hear, you get connected to baseball. You hear different players' names or nicknames. And I remember one of the first, Manny Manoso. He's got a Cleveland connection. And for a couple of years, he played really well for the Tribe.
Yes, he did. Manny was one of the seven that was inducted on Sunday, yesterday. Obviously one of the great names in baseball history, but one of the great people. Just a phenomenal guy, always a smile on his face. Known as a Chicago White Sox, he was at their ballpark like Bob Feller was at our ballpark almost every day late in their life, and he was at Comiskey Park almost daily. Just a fan favorite, just a terrific guy. Yeah, there were some great names. You know, David Ortiz goes in, Tony Oliva and Jim Cott. Jim Cott happens to be a close friend of mine, you know, a 16-time Gold Glove winner going into the Hall of Fame. Buck O'Neill, one of the the great storytellers, great players from the Negro Leagues, and we had him at the ballpark on a number of occasions, and there couldn't have been a more gracious gentleman than Buck O'Neill. It was really a fun weekend. My buddy Tim Kirtchen of ESPN, who started as a beat writer in the Baltimore Sun, got the Baseball Writers Career Excellence Award. That was on Saturday, along with Jack Graney's award. So just, if people have not visited the beautiful village of Cooperstown and visited the Baseball Hall of Fame, you've really missed something.
Talking to Bobby DiBiasio this morning from the Cleveland Guardians, one of the inductees that jumped out at me was Bud Fowler. You know, when we think of African-Americans who have crossed over into Major League Baseball, of course, we think of Jackie Robinson. But Bud Fowler, actually, years and years before that. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, yeah, we do think of Jackie. We think of Larry Doby in the American League. Larry Doby actually integrated more cities in America in 1947 than Jackie Robinson did. But Bud Fowler was is a great story that many years prior to Jackie in April of 47 and Larry Doby in July of 47 integrating the game of baseball. And I thought it was pretty interesting and needed that he was honored into the Baseball Hall of Fame, because that's what we are all about in the game of baseball, is honoring our past. And, you know, Bud just, you know, late 19th century, early 20th century, you know, he was a nomad baseball guy. People should Google Bud Fowler. I think they'd find his story rather intriguing.
And we have got the Guardians in Boston tonight. Let's get a little, what do you call the opposite of a recap? A precap? I think I just invented
a
word.
A little preview of what's going on with a four-game series. You know, we're on this, 11 game in 10 days, three city road trip, and it starts tonight or continues tonight with four games. Zach Plesac is on the mound for us tonight, 7-10 start, and four against the Boston Red Sox, who had a troubling weekend against the Toronto Blue Jays. So let's hope that continues for them. And then we head down to Tampa for three before we come home for a homestand against the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Houston Astros. So go to CleGuardians.com to check out all the fun stuff we have in store for you on our next homestand, especially the weekend against the Houston Astros.
And of course, tune in tonight to WEOL 6:35 tonight. We get to hear the game. Bobby DiBiasio, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Les. You take care, sir. Have a great week. Go Guardians.
You got it. Bobby D was brought to us by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Road.